Hello, welcome to 5 minutes of Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so great to be coming your way this morning. And I believe you're enjoying the series on the prayers of the Spirit, or the Spirit's prayer. Hallelujah. And today, we want to go on a step further. Yesterday, we were talking about the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Hallelujah. And today, we want to go on to the next thing. If you read from Ephesians 1, from verse 17, Paul says that, I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him. I pray that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Hallelujah. And I believe we've covered all these things already. Verse 19 says, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us what? Who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and power, and might, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Hallelujah. He says there's a power that is at work inside you. There's a power resident inside every single one of us. He says, he prays that you will get to know this power. Verse 19 says, and what is the exceeding greatness? I pray that you might come to know, the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, so that you might know what is the exceeding greatness of his power. The exceeding greatness of his power. You see, there's a certain power that is at work within you. The power of the divine life. The power of the Holy Spirit is resident inside you. He says, I pray that you get to know this power. See, it is this same power which God wrought in Christ, or worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead. This is the power of God that was used to raise Jesus from the dead. It is the resurrection power. The resurrection power is living inside you and I. And that power is not afraid of anything. It's not afraid of death. It's not afraid of sickness. It's not afraid of anything. That power is full of strength, full of confidence. Hallelujah. You know, in other places, when you read, it says that I pray that you might be strengthened with might by his spirit in your inner man. It's not so different. If you go to Ephesians chapter 3, I'm reading verse 14. It says, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and in earth is named. Says, I pray that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. Have you seen it? To be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. To be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. This power that is resident inside each and every one of us gives us ability, gives us strength. It's the miracle working ability of God that is resident in us. And that causes us to go the way God wants us to go. To think the thoughts that God wants us to think. And to produce the results that God wants us to produce. Hallelujah. There's a power that is at work in you. Says to know what is the exceeding greatness of his power. The exceeding greatness. This power is so exceedingly great and is resident inside you. You pray that you get to know. Because for most believers, they don't know. They don't know that this power is inside. That is why they move around looking for someone to pray for them. The power that raised Jesus from the dead is inside you. If only you look inside. If only you consider that power inside you. You wouldn't have to run around looking for someone to help you with anything. That power can do anything. It can do anything. And that power is at work in you. If you read in Ephesians chapter 3, what we read initially, in verse 20, it says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, and it is according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. It says, now unto him that is able to do, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. But it's according to the power, according to the working of his mighty power that is inside you. It's according to your awareness, the awareness of how much power is at work in you. If you are aware and if you come to the knowledge of the fact that God's power is working in you, I'm telling you, it says all your prayers will be answered. It means that your prayers are not being answered because you are not aware of the fact that his power is working in you. Now unto him that is able, he's able, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the knowledge that you have concerning it. So Paul prays that you might know what is the exceeding greatness of this power. It's just amazing. I pray that you get to know. This is my prayer for you, because the Spirit's prayer for you. That you might know what is the exceeding greatness of this power that is at work in you, for you, and towards you who believe. If you have believed, then this power is working in you, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. That power did all this. It means that no devil has out of hell can touch you if you are aware of this power. No demon can touch you if you are aware of this power. That power has raised Jesus from the grave and taken him into the heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And that power is at work inside you. Just think about what that power can do in you. Hallelujah. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, keep meditating on this scripture and keep praying it for yourself. Say to yourself, I'm filled with the knowledge of the exceeding greatness of His power that is at work within me. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Bye-bye.